Hi, I'm Ryan, and I'm the host and teacher of the Christianity 101 course. Now, the busy commuting lifestyle impacts all different areas of our lives. And one area of life that can be difficult to explore when you're living that busy lifestyle is your spirituality. And that's why this Christianity 101 course is our gift to you. This course is a way to explore Christian faith, whether that's for the first time, or whether you've explored it before, or consider yourself a longtime Christian. This course is designed for you. Now, the very best way to take the Christianity 101 course is not alone, but with a group. I'd encourage you, if you're finding this course helpful, share it with somebody in your life. Maybe somebody you know from the train or bus, from the carpool, from work or your neighborhood, wherever you meet people. Share the course with them. Watch the videos either together or just on the same day while you both go about your lives. And then, whenever you are together, discuss the discussion questions that we posed at the end of each session. It'd be a great way to start a great friendship, where you explore together what it means to follow Jesus. Now, our dream is that we won't just be a scattered community of people online learning about marriage, parenting, and spirituality, but that we'll be a community of people who also meet together face-to-face to celebrate our growing community. Make sure you check our website or app for information on our upcoming celebration events. We hope you really enjoy the course, and I'd love to hear from you. Just get in touch with me through our mobile app or website to tell me how this course has been helping you. Just to give you a little more context for what we're going to do in the Christianity 101 course, we're going to look at the core of the Christian faith. And that means we're not going to get into a couple things. One thing we're not going to get into in this course is the difference between different kinds of churches and denominations. I'm going to teach the Christian faith that I think most Christians in the world could agree on. That means we're not going to get into tiny little differences of opinion and tiny little details of the faith, like how many angels could fit on the head of a pin and things like that. We're going to look at the very basics of the Christian faith, and then we can move on to that once you've got a firm grasp on those things, and it's going to take a lifetime. You really don't need to get too worried about how many angels fit on the head of a pin. So we're going to leave little details for another time, and we're going to look at the big picture. What's the basic story of Christian faith? We're going to structure that around questions. And if you've had a little look at your booklet, you'll see we structure it around 9 big questions that people might ask. And big questions are different from everyday questions. Questions we ask every day: what am I going to eat? What am I going to wear? What am I going to do today? Big questions are the kinds of questions that you think of when you're on vacation, and you actually have time to lay back and stare at the clouds and think about big questions. Big questions like, is there a God? If there is, can I know God? Can God know me? Why am I here? What's the purpose or meaning of life? What happens when I die? Is my life going anywhere? Does it have any purpose? They're big questions. And big questions, unfortunately, are hard to ask in our world. Either we're too busy to pay attention to them, or we're worried that if we ask them, people will make fun of us, they'll think we're not very smart, they'll think we're gullible, or any number of worries we might have about what people will think. Or we worry that we'll be fired from our jobs for asking questions like that, or sued for bringing up religion in public. So this course is a place to bring up those kinds of questions and discuss them in a safe environment. So I've got a question for you to consider. What are your big questions in life or about Christian faith that you're hoping we explore in this course? You can consider that on your own, or you can also join one of our discussion groups. You can find information in our app or on our website about where you can find groups meeting on trains, buses, and also in neighborhoods and workplaces.